Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. I call it a restorative solution, if you will. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Man, have we got a lot to cover in the news. I'll tell you what, it gets crazier every single day. Yesterday, we covered major key developments in states. Sidney Powell, she's really going bold after the president. But you know what? The mainstream press digging in, literally saying there's no evidence. The debate rages on. The courts are saying nothing. It's hard, almost impossible to know the truth. I do believe Sidney Powell's intentions. I do believe Lynn Wood, his intentions, I believe they're good, and I believe they're right on the facts, but I don't know that they're going to get anywhere. Time will tell. We pray they do. Attorney Lynn Wood, quote, team has smoking gun to prove Trump won. He's 105% confident that Biden will never be president. GOP Rep Jordan, quote, Democrats spent 4 years on Russia hoax. Don't want to spend 4 weeks on elections. Very interesting point to be made. New federal lawsuit seeks to toss 800,000 ballots in Wisconsin. Georgia recount finds 2,600 new votes in presidential race. See, this is all great, but I don't know that they'll ever admit that it's enough to overturn the election. Trump says on contesting the election, I can't tell you what's going to happen. Tom Osmek with that piece. Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward, this election is far from over. I agree with that because we don't have the certified ballot counts. We don't have the Electoral College making their decision. Those are the key components to deciding. And it hasn't been complete, folks. Jeanine Pearl on election. Don't you dare ask us to quietly go into the night. Amen to that. Sidney Powell drops bomb, says, I've got lots of ways to prove massive election fraud, so much that I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. Joe Kovacs, WND.com with that piece. Hour two. Did Andrew Yang just suggest committing a felony? I think the answer is yes. People are moving to Georgia to try to manipulate the results there. They're resorting to all kinds of strange tactics. Red Pill Expo Liberty Roundtable Live guest, Stuart Rhodes, founder and president. They're guardians of the Republic. Oathkeepers.org doing a phenomenal job. We're appreciative of them. You know, they're saying, hey, the communists have been agitating for decades and indoctrinating your children in the government schools for decades, and now it's coming home to roost. They're getting violent in the streets, and it's going to continue to ratchet up. I pray Stuart Rhodes is wrong, but predict that he's spot on correct. Hate crimes in the U.S. reach highest level in a decade. Bone Arrow Man got sentenced for threatening people during violent Salt Lake City protest. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has one of the greatest solutions. The prophet of the church, Russell M. Nelson, the challenges that we face as fellow global citizens are immense, but our ability to feel hope and seek healing through Jesus Christ remains strong. Anyway, the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has a message to deliver to the world tomorrow. That's Friday on the 20th at 11 o'clock. It'll take 11 minutes. Churchofjesuschrist.org to learn more. Broadway star Chad Kimball says he will respectfully disobey Washington State. He will indeed sing in church regardless of the mask mandate. I amen to him. Amen on that score. I agree with him. You know what? Sometimes civil disobedience is necessary. And I believe when it comes to religious worship, those are the times. Anyway, good for the Broadway star, Chad Kimball. Pro-Trump NFL superstar Burgess Owens wins in Utah. That's great news. Candace Owens is not surprised for trashing. Oh, boy. Harry Styles for wearing a dress on the cover of Vogue magazine. Imagine that, huh? Wow. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available at LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Tell your friends, your family, your loved ones. Tell everybody. Brian Rust will be coming up soon with the Honest Money Report. But in the meantime, Kirk Crosby wants to tell us about the Mark Levin radio program interview with Lynn Woods. Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam. One of the main things that I thought was amazing about this, this is the attorney who successfully prosecuted, well, at least recently, in the Catholic kid, what do they call it, Covington kid, you know, situation there where the young man from this Catholic school was accused of being all out of control because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat at a you know, right or Rally for Life thing in Washington, D.C., and the media went off and basically just outed him and said all these bad things about him that weren't true. And this attorney, boy, you know, he's one of the best as far as I can tell. He made him made these media outlets pay. He's got a tiger by the tail. He's from Georgia, and he's, as a citizen that voted there, is, well, already filed lawsuits there in Georgia saying the changes that were made were not lawful, and that the whole voting thing in Georgia has to be redone. And he's got the lawsuit in the courts, in the federal courts right now. He says the president probably won by about 70 to 30, or in other words, about 400-something electoral votes. And he's got the evidence to prove it.
And do you think he really does, Kurt?
Yes, I do.
Do you think he'll be allowed to get the word out, or whatever word you want to say for that?
Well, I don't know that the average American will learn about it. They'll be told something like when it does finally happen that, oh, you know, the Supreme Court stole it, kind of like they were told the same way with Al Gore and, you know, and so many people still, I mean, on that side of the aisle, if you will, still think that's what happened. They think that the president worked with the Russians to beat Hillary last time. You know, it doesn't really, I mean, it's sad when people are so confused. But if we can at least get some honesty and some forthrightness in our elections, it will be so much appreciated. And he's even got evidence that shows that the president, in his first election, that he beat Hillary much farther than really it showed, because, you know, she was using the same vote fraud system, and you know, it was in use then, and it was in the 2018 election that caused the you know, more of the Democrats to be elected. It's just, it's a deep, deep hole, and this is somebody who's willing to go at it, along with Mark Levin and others like Sidney Powell and plenty of others. So I believe it's, you know, a great time to be alive, and I do believe that, like one man said, that the Constitution will be saved. But it will not be saved in Washington. It will be saved by the honest, good people of America as they band together. And I've never seen them banding together more in my lifetime than now.
Do you think Trump will be president for the next 4 years?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you think that they will overturn it in courts, that they'll eventually admit the truth, that the judges will stand with the truth, and that we'll have accountability and election fraud around the world will be exposed?
Well, I do believe that those things will happen. I don't think that many people will be exposed to those truths. They'll be told by their friends in the media who, you know, lie, cheat, and steal on a regular basis that it was lying and cheating and stealing from this side. When it comes to Lynn Woods and Sidney Powell and those who are working with them, even Rudolph Giuliani, he's had some missteps in the past. I can't say that for Sidney Powell or Lynn Wood, but, you know, when you hear this godly man, say the things he has said.
Which godly man?
We're talking about Lynn Wood.
Okay.
When you hear him, you just go, man, that's impressive. And he's got a track record to match it.
I agree. I think Lynn Wood and I think that Sidney Powell are straight shooting great people. And I pray, ladies and gentlemen, they're successful. The sad part is I hear more and more and more evidence coming out and less and less and less coverage of it. Not that there was a lot to begin with. Liberty Roundtable Live, Brian Rust coming up on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
All right, Mr. Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be with you guys. Thanks.
All kinds of stuff going on in the news, man. The election continues to drag on. Do you believe President Trump will sit in the Oval Office for the next 4 years?
That's a good question. I'm kind of undecided because it seems like any time there is a move forward, there's a new plan. The left kind of throws in a new plan. And here's another curve. The more they twist us up and make us think and jumble our mind. I don't know. There's so much confusion.
Kurt and I are both very clear that we would, we believe that's really what should happen. We believe that there is election fraud. We believe we need honesty and it needs to be transparent. Kurt believes that it'll happen. I don't know if it's by the grace of God or the courts or both or all of the above. I don't really have as much faith in the system is the sad part. I just don't see the courts. It's a rare time when the courts even agree with us on anything, no matter how right it is. And so I pray that Kurt's right. I just have my doubts they'll do the right thing. To do so would cause a, well, let's just say this. We'd never be able to trust elections again in our lifetime, right?
Right.
They've already doubled down and said that it's the most secure election in our life. And if we had widespread vote fraud everywhere, that plus the corona mistrust that they've developed and the confusion on everything, society will absolutely melt down over this. So anyway, I pray that we can keep it together, and I pray that Trump is the president. I think morality depends on it, no doubt about it. All right, what's the gold price?
Just before that, I agree with you, Sam. I think that I pray that it happens as well, but I, you know, don't, yeah. It's interesting to see what's going to carry forward.
Sad to say, 50 years in the Republic, you become a cynical sucker.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but there you go, you know.
Yeah, it seems like we're kind of a, you know, I look at this as kind of like a third world country. I mean, we watch their elections and all the corruption and all this is going on. We've kind of hit that mark now.
Yeah, and now they're saying, hey, the same software that manipulated Venezuela is manipulating us. So it's like, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me right now? All right, right. Gold.
1868 this morning.
Even?
Yeah.
1868.00. Silver?
Silver's at $24.
Even?
Yep.
Wow, what do you think of that, Kurt? Silver's down, buddy. You can just crank up on the silver.
That's right.
Good point.
Platinum's sitting at $951.75.
Yeah.
Palladium is a $23.30. Kurt's rhodium's up another $800 to $14,800.
Yeah, Kurt, rhodium's kicking in, buddy.
Well, yeah, but it's certainly not quite as high as Bitcoin. I mean,
there you go.
our buddy invested in Bitcoin keeps telling me, yeah, but, you know, I keep trying to get some of it out, and I can't get it out. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a
what do you mean
really
you can't
good
get
way
it out?
To invest
what does
your
that
money.
Mean?
Well, you know, you put money in, and then there's no way to get it out. I mean, it's
that doesn't make any sense.
Cool. But, yeah, I know it doesn't. That's
is it broke?
That's the reason I bring it up.
He's got the
Bitcoin
wrong wallet.
Is, yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I mean,
is it really broke?
You know, he said he sent a letter off to the company, and you know, he says, "Hey, you guys, you know." But I mean, like the gas station where I, you know, across from where I sell honey, they've got a deal where you know you can go in and just buy Bitcoin, you know, now. And I'm like, man, I'm selling silver right over here, you know, if you want to get some good stuff, you know. But anyway, it's pretty crazy, huh?
No one's talking about the good stuff, buddy.
Don't drop your toe in the crypto.
That's what I say. Don't dip your toe in the crypto. That's my saying, and I'm telling you right now, I stand by it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, I know people think I don't know what I'm talking about. I know most people think on most subjects I don't have a clue, from my kids right on down to everybody else. But all I'm telling you is, hey, man, I've been around the block a little bit, and I'm telling you, you can trust me or not, but you'll find out the truth. The truth shall set you free. All right, so Brian, what's the economy looking like? It's amazing. The economy's been pretty steady in spite of all this, quote, discussion and turmoil and vitriol and everything else, right?
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, yeah, I guess we're kind of plugging along and so on. But there's just a lot of uneasiness. Are we going to are cities starting to, you know, shut things down again? Or, you know, are they, you know, and if Biden gets in, he's definitely wanting to close everything up again. I mean, I just think there's so much uncertainty that is it someone saying it's kind of like the metal. They said, well, the metal's kind of dropped because, well, the jobless claim wasn't quite as high as we thought it would be, or so on. And I kind of come back and always to, okay, well, yeah, the deficit at one time wasn't bad either, but now it's really huge. But we don't talk about it, and we just kind of push that over in this corner. So that doesn't count. But going forward from this point forward, yeah, everything's looking great. Well, okay, well, we have to look at the whole picture. And I think at that point, I think there's just so much uncertainty that I don't know if the economy is really strong. I mean, my business seems to be doing great. I'm really moving along, but I know others that aren't. I know other people that own a few restaurants and so on. They've struggled and trying to get people back. And so, maybe.
I was in your fine establishment the other day. I don't think it was yesterday. It must have been the day before. And, you know, I missed you. I know they said you'd be back after 4 or whatever. Had some high-level meeting, probably tracking down who stole the, you know, the Federal Reserve or whatever, you know. But anyway, when I was in there, it looked like you had a good crowd. And, you know, I noticed all but 2 people had a mask on, me and then one other guy. You know, I was going to do a citizen's arrest on him, but I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know. But anyway, you know, I see these government-mandated signs on everybody's shops now, and I hear one guy, he runs a auto parts store, and the government said somebody told on him and that somebody didn't have their mask on in there, and he says, like, man, if we... He was talking to the government bureaucrat about it, and they said, well, if we get another complaint about you, we'll have to come and visit you. And I thought, wow, you know, what
right.
Yeah, what a world we live in, man.
What are you being reported for, Kurt?
It wasn't me. It was this guy I was listening to on the radio that owns an auto parts store. Now, I'm outside, so I guess I'm, quote, you know, okay, you know what I mean?
No, it's, heck no.
Somehow safe outside.
You're supposed to wear a mask outside too, buddy.
I know. But well, somehow I don't seem to get it on, you know, as often as I should, you know. So, I mean, Governor Herbert, I hate to, you know.
I know exactly Kurt always just runs around and breaks the rules. He's in trouble all the time, man. Just trouble just follows Mr. Crosby, Brian.
That's right. You know, but he's got honey. And if you got honey, you got gold, liquid gold.
You can just...
Sweet.
You can just basically tell, you know, when the cops come, you say, dude, I'll give you a honey bear. And they're like, that's hey, right, man, you're free to go, sir. Merry Christmas there now. all right, what's going to happen? Can this last forever, Brian? I know it's not a solid economy because it's not based on honest money. We all know that, right? When I say that it's humming along, though, it just means that, A, it doesn't seem to be wild, crazy swings. It doesn't seem to be that everybody's melting down and losing their jobs. You know, I just mean in the modern economy kind of situation, it seems relatively calm is kind of what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I kind of see that same sentiment here around kind of where I'm at and so on and that. But realistically, I think there's a lot of people that are well, what are we seeing? We're seeing the rise in, you know, anxiety and depression. And there's a lot of that. And maybe we don't see that as much, but they talk about it a lot. You know, I have, you know, some people that, you know, have said that their spike in business is basically dealing with a lot of people that have those issues. So, yeah, for some, I think it is. We're kind of maybe trying to get back to normal, but there's still so much chaos that people, I think, look at down. Is there light at the end of the tunnel, or is it just kind of closing in on us? So, yeah, I think there's, and I think that's what media does, and I think that's what the left is trying to create, just so that we can't get some, you know, back to normal. That it has to be this way, and if you allow us, we'll bring you back to normal, kind of thing. And I don't see it.
What do you say, Kurt?
Senator, well, Brian, you know, at least, yeah, that's right. You know, at least we live in Utah compared to like California and, you know, Washington. I mean, you got whole areas where they're just boarded up and, you know, people are leaving, I think. I mean, they just, the main thing they export from New York and California is their people. They say that wholesale gasoline is up a penny to $1.16 a gallon. I mean, we're seeing like $2 a gallon price, and that has a lot to do with the overall economy, if you ask me.
So how much is gas now? All depends on where
I'm
you're at.
I'm sitting around for about $2.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Wayne County in Michigan has moved to decertify the election results. The Board of Canvassers were originally deadlocked 2-2 along party lines earlier this week. Initially, Monica Palmer and William Hartman voted against certification. After threats from the public and berating by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the two caved in and voted yes to certify. Now, in sworn affidavits, they refused to certify Wayne County results, claiming over 70% of mail-in ballots contained irregularities. Detroit is in Wayne County. Georgia election officials are expecting to release a report today on a hand tally of the presidential race. Although poll worker affidavits flood Georgia officials of irregularities, including ballot stuffing, political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax, not so fast.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us.
USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Let's get an update on the stimulus package needed by many hurting Americans. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill, we meaning the Senate Republicans. We tried twice. You know, I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers to get into the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it because they didn't want to spend just $500 billion. They wanted to spend $2 trillion, and while we're at it, rewrite the immigration laws and let federal prisoners go.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Brian Rust on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to say about what's going to happen in society, but I predict that morals are going to continue to go by the wayside. One of the sad parts...
I let the chickens out of the chicken coop.
Why would you do that?
So, well, we've had a couple of nights pass where we've lost a chicken each night.
Yeah, you want to know why?
And so, something killed it.
Yeah. Chicken virus?
No,
so letting them run free in the day.
It took the head off, you know. And so at night now we put them in there so they're safe. And at least last night we didn't lose another chicken, so that's a good.
So you let them out in the morning so they don't die at night? I'm totally lost.
Yeah, well, at night is when the critters come, you know, like when they deliver the.
Yeah, so just so people understand, you lock them up at night and you let them go during the day, and you normally didn't lock them up at night. And therefore, the chickens were getting killed, so you started locking them up at night is the answer.
Yeah, last night was the first night.
It just takes rednecks like me to back into those understandings. I get it. I got
that's
it.
Right.
Cool.
So the
how does that relate to the economy, Kurt?
Well, that's I got another egg, Sam, and I mean, you know, that's a manufacturing operation right here, you know, with another egg.
Do you feel better about the economy now, Brian?
A lot.
Well, I'm wondering if that's the plan of the left here to kind of lock us all down at night.
And then kill the chickens?
We might lose another. Well, they might round us up, lock us. There might be a curfew lock. And if we do that, they might give us a little stimulus package. Aren't they trying to get a little, you know, we might get some money out of it.
And, that's what they said.
Then we could create the golden egg. Then we might come forth with something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. I see your plan.
Yeah, it's all connected, I'm sure. You know. But, right. You know, I mean, imagine if everybody had a chicken or two, you know. First of all, you'd have your pest control taken care of. I mean, you know, you get a bug out there and you watch them chickens go after it. It's amazing. It's almost like Lynn Wood going after the, you know, vote fraud.
Not even
stuff.
Close.
I mean, it's just, well, Lynn Wood does a lot better job, I know.
But, I'm just saying that, hey, the who are you comparing Linwood to, a fox?
Oh, no, the chicken killing going the after a bug.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fox going bug. After the chicken in the hen house.
No, so, I think it was raccoons is what I think it was, you know, Sam.
Linwood, I hope the guy has success, but so far they've talked about evidence, talked about success, but the mainstream press and the courts don't even really acknowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you just got to look in the right places. Just like if you look in the wrong places, you won't find the egg, you know. You got to just look for the truth and not in all the wrong places, you know. Like that love story song says.
Okay.
You know, looking for love in all the wrong places, you can't find it in the wrong places.
There's truth to all that. I just don't know.
Anyway, the wholesale gasoline price, you know, up a little bit. But, you know, remember the $4 a gallon gasoline stuff we had a while back? I think that was in the Obama times. But, you know, you think about how much difference it makes when we literally buy gas from our own people, you know, whether they're in Pennsylvania or Wyoming or Texas, and those guys have a job, you know, instead of waiting for a government check, you know, and then that money just keeps going around in America, and they come in and get some of those nice silver dimes from Brian, or they get some of those silver dollars that, I mean, it says $1 on it, but you still have to pay. How much are those now, Brian?
They're $30 range.
So about 30 bucks for a one that says $1 from the U.S. government. And, you know, then if you want to get one of those $5, you know, dime-sized pieces of gold that says $5 on it, how much are those now, Brian?
They're still $250. They're $250 range.
Yeah, so that really makes sense, $5 for $250. But, you know, you can sure, it does make sense to buy them, because I'll tell you what, that stuff will maintain its value. And, you know, of course, we do have that strong dollar you could invest in, right, Brian?
Yeah, they talk about that every so often. They throw that out, mm-hmm. So the dollar's up,
yeah,
metals are dropping.
Strong dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you want to make somebody happy for Christmas, get them one of those dime-sized pieces of gold, or even one of those only a dollar thing that costs you 30 bucks, because I'll tell you what.
You want me to get ripped off and spend 30 bucks for a buck for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
No, I want you to get a dollar.
We want you to have real wealth, don't we?
Yeah, sink your teeth into that. Yeah, buy it.
That's right.
Think that
if you bite one of them paper dollars and stuff like that, you just start to choke on the paper. Otherwise, you break your tooth on the real money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
That might be
thing.
Where we're getting the coronavirus. It's basically to pass through paper money.
Well, that's what they tell us, you know. I mean, I still take that evil stuff, you know. Some people,
you got to quit that.
I need, like, one of those little, you know, remember those days where
Why would you take evil money? Why don't you just say, listen, we're only doing credit cards or gold and silver?
I tell them that those are options sometimes, and I even include rhodium, you know, but I haven't had anybody take me up on it yet, you know, so we're working on it.
Well, nobody has rhodium to take you up on it, buddy.
Good point.
I mean, Brian's the only one that's got rhodium. Do you carry rhodium, Brian?
I can get you some bars of rhodium, 1 ounce bars, yeah. I've bought and sold some of that.
So 1 ounce bar of rhodium is how much? 18,000.
Well, 14. So I'll bet if the 14.8, well, you probably pay around that area. Yeah, that
wow.
area.
And like, it's amazing to have a whole garage full of it. I mean, you know, it's just impressive, right?
That
Sam?
Is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bars of rhodium.
Yeah, I've got a.
Well, anyway,
He's got a bunch of bars of silver. And he just he paints them black and uses them around the house. Holds this door open with that one, and
paperweight on the desk. And yeah, it's quite impressive.
He's got them where he needs them, huh? When he needs
them. That's right.
Yeah, they say the dollar fell to the Japanese yen. The euro rose. I mean, you know, gold for delivery, December delivery, fell 1122 to 1873.90. This is according to MSN, and of course, you always get the truth from those guys, you know, right. Microsoft News. Oil's down about 41, 42 bucks a barrel, you know, so at least, like you say, Sam, you know, you'd think with President Trump still in the White House, I mean, everything would be going to pot for sure, you know what I mean, with the economy.
They claimed that. Now I think it's, you know, it was doing really, 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 really well despite all their lies. Now that Joe Biden's going to take the White House, folks, I'm a little concerned that the economy is going to start a tank, and I'm just surprised it hasn't already happened, even just on the news.
Well, there goes the news. They pick and choose what they want to say.
The attorney, Lynn Wood, said when he says Joe Biden will never be president.
I know.
That's right.
But that's one out of, you know, the minions in the courts that are saying, hey.
That's the same guy that beat CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS. So
yeah.
One little guy from Georgia.
Kurt's hanging his hat on one dude from Georgia, man. Going to fix the world. Going to take down the IRS equivalent. Going to get it done and fix government. Pretty soon, we're going to have
Sidney
honest elections.
Powell. That's right. Sidney Powell, you know, the lady, one lady wrote, man, she's the modern day Joan of Arc. So you got, is Trump lawyer Sidney Powell the modern day Joan of Arc? And all I can say is we need a Joan of Arc today, man. Yeah, that's Teresa Blazewicz with that piece. She lauds the woman working against powerful forces to expose election fraud. You get those, that Southerner from Georgia, you know, Lynn Wood, and then Sidney Powell going to release the Kraken. I'll tell you what, good news coming. You know what the Kraken is, Brian?
Yeah, isn't that the monster in the...
Oh yeah, yeah. So you've heard that? Okay, I had to look it up. You know, I was like, "What the Kraken?" You know, like Sam
right.
says, "Let's get Kraken." You know,
that's
but
right.
anyway.
There you go. You know, I think that that you know, I read somewhere that if Biden doesn't get in or so on, there's all these Fortune 500 CEOs that are really going to be upset, and they're gonna. Storm or parade and well, I don't know, riot, but protest. See, there was some article on that that I saw, but I can't remember where it was. But they'll be upset. Mm-hmm. Now we'll be happy, but yeah, they'll be really mad. I think the answer is we got to turn back to God, not Joan of Arc. We want to get this country back on its feet. We got to go to God.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
though was a pretty good lead to God, you know. I mean,
yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. You know, I had that connection.
And who's the connection? Who's the lead to God now?
Well, Joan of Arc in her time was certainly
yeah, I know. Who's the modern-day connection?
Of God. Well, this one Robert. Lady writes and says that Sidney Powell is a modern-day Joan of Arc.
Well, I think there's truth
She's
to that.
She's going up after it.
And I pray for success, I'll tell you that, too. Thanks, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hey, good work, guys.
Liberty Roundtable Live
Russ
continues. Go ahead, Kurt.
RussCoinAndGift.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kurt, are you ready to gear up to go to the inauguration?
Well, that's what I was wondering about yesterday or the day before. I thought, man, we should probably go ahead and get plans for going to see the president's next inauguration.
It
should
be, there on
be
the 20th?
A heck of a time, you know. Should be a heck of a time like the last one.
Wouldn't it be the 20th?
I think so, but it may be delayed a little bit with the Supreme Court having a deal with all this stuff, you know, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a heck of a shindig, you know.
Yes, it is.
You know, it was great last
time. No matter who gets to be the deal, it'll be gnarly. Hmm. I have no doubt about that reality check for sure. All right, what's in the news, Kurt?
Well, one of my favorite articles I haven't sent you yet, but this one comes from Star Parker. This lady, she's, you know, she's a, well, I guess you call her a black American, Sam, but to me, she's just an American, a great lady. And her headline that I found there at WorldNet Daily says, Home of the Brave. It's in there, the Home of the Brave section. And she says, I'm optimistic about America. And says, subheadline, Star Parker urges conservatives to continue the work to keep the torch of freedom burning. I'm a conservative, she says, and I guess I should be writing a column about my great distress resulting from this election. But I'm not going to write that column because it's not what I feel. I'm actually quite upbeat and optimistic about the country that I love, she says, with all my genuine and legitimate concerns about the chaos and violence that have ravaged many of our urban areas, about the strident rhetoric dominating our media, with its grossly distorted message about what is happening in America. When it came time to vote, American says democracy prevailed. Not only did Americans vote in turnout the nation has not seen in 120 years, but it also happened peacefully, as it must. Now, I think she doesn't even know about some of the other stuff, but, it's, you know, she's right with the data she's been given. She says, am I turning a blind eye to the real possibility of irregularities? No, I'm not. We'll see what happens. She says, but take a look at what the Chinese are doing in Hong Kong. Take a look at Venezuela. Dictatorships stamp out and smother people gasping for breaths of freedom. This is not happening in our great country. The rule of law will play out here, maybe not by to the liking of many, including me, but the fruits of any democracy are just as good as the people in it, and this is also what makes me optimistic. As anyone who reads what I write knows, I see profoundly disturbing and threatening trends defining our national reality today, but America is filled with tens upon tens of millions of wonderful people who are deeply committed to American principles and American freedom. I meet them all the time as I traverse the nation in my travels. They call me and they write me. Most are busy making ends meet and raising their families. They don't have time for political theory or history books. They just have a feeling inside about what is true and right. I'm talking about Americans of all ethnicities. They are speaking up, and many of the trends that began in 2016 continued into this election. She goes on and gives some of the reasons for those that, you know, she, I guess this poor lady's from California, Sam, where she says four ballot initiatives pushing to the left were defeated. You know, I didn't know about that. She says Republicans have picked up seats in the House. They appear in a solid position to retain control of the Senate. Perhaps most revealing, she says, as she finishes down here at the bottom of the story, Americans vote with their feet. The top five states that showed net population decline due to out-migration were all Democratic strongholds. California, down 203,000, I think now, that's according to 2019, I think it's doubled or tripled that now. New York, 180,000 down. Illinois, 104,000. New Jersey, 50,000 almost. Massachusetts, about 30,000. She says, for sure, the great burden lies on those who care about America remaining a free nation. No action means that current trends toward more government, more socialism, and more rampant materialism and secularism will continue. So conservatives must continue the work to keep the torch of freedom burning. She finishes one last couple of last sentences. We must and we will. We have plenty to be optimistic about. Star Parker, good lady.
Yeah, she is. There you have it. All right, what do you got next, Kurt?
Let's see. Should we go to the stuff from yesterday, I guess?
Sure.
The most recent one. You know, the headlines there, we've talked a lot about the voter fraud and things like that. You know, and we talked about, you know, the Lynn Wood thing with Mark Levin. That's pretty impressive. You know, they found more stuff just recently in Georgia. But, and we talked about how the president says, I can't tell you what's going to happen. And Jeanine Pirro, the judge, saying that, hey, don't ask us to go quietly into the night. You mentioned about Sidney Powell saying that she's getting so much evidence, feels like it's coming through a fire hose at her. President is not conceding. And by the way, did you know they had a rare tornado warning issued for New York City and surrounding areas? I wasn't aware of that, but, you know, I think that's probably not going to be that rare in New York in the future with leaders like Governor Cuomo, you know. But, yeah, they had a tornado warning, Sam, and it put a bunch of... I guess, you know, they had a bunch of power out to people, severe thunderstorms, rotating cells. They say wind gusts that reached 75 miles per hour were reported in Greenwich, Connecticut. That usually humbles people quite a bit. They say, though all tornado warnings had ended by 10 p.m. at night, Tri-State Utilities reported that an estimated 101,000 customers were without power. Bottom line is I wasn't aware of a tornado warning in New York. In fact, I never had heard of one in the past ever that I could remember. How about you?
Well, you can expect it to get more and more rowdy. You can expect more and more and more weather problems, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason you can is because people have turned their backs on God. And this is one of the ways that he naturally and through man-made abuses tries to stir people up in remembrance of their God. This is, you know,
exactly.
Reality check numero uno. What I mean is it's been that way, this way through history, Kurt. This Amen isn't anything new, right?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right. Good CDC point. Reveals hospitals counted pneumonia and heart attacks as COVID-19 deaths, Kurt. A recent CDC report revealed that hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious predisposition conditions. Or pre-existing conditions, I might say, as well, as COVID-19 deaths.
Hmm. Imagine that, Sam. So there's, you know, some inaccuracies in the reports about COVID, huh? Hmm. We would have never thought such a thing would happen, you know, right?
Yeah. So, you know, how do you want to respond to that?
Well, You know, to me, that's, you know, like a snafu, that old thing where they say situation normal, all fouled up.
Well, or do you think you that's know, just the way it's intended, Kurt?
Well,
like
I
it didn't
think
go wrong by mistake.
That it's amazing to me how we've cured so many other diseases with just getting the COVID, you know. I mean, you get everything else just gets put on the back burner, and all of a sudden there's nothing to worry about except for corona, you know. And what I really mean by that is, you know, that's what they're highlighting and pumping and pushing, and it's really not the case. What do you think about the new vaccines? That
well, before we get there, do
like
you think that
so
Trump
excited?
Is going to fire Fauci yet? He should have done that a long time ago, buddy.
Yeah, I agree.
Think
it seems to me like he's sort of fired him by just basically having Scott Atlas be the guy. And so rather than...
I haven't heard much from either of them for a while now.
Oh, I saw a little thing on Atlas just lately, but, you know, it's true that the...
What's a little thing mean?
Well, I mean, it was... let's see if I can find it. Oh,
yeah.
I just know that with the...
If you don't remember what it
stuff,
is, it must not be very significant, though.
Well, it was kind of like they were saying he was a bad guy because he wasn't toeing the line about masks and everything else, you know. And so it's nice to see that. I think they won't want to cover that kind of story, you know.
Yeah.
Just because of that. Doesn't fit the narrative, you know.
What do you think's going to happen to the Black Lives Matter movement? They're now saying, hey, if Kamala gets in, we feel like you owe us, and we need you to step up and put one of our people in, you know, the administration and stuff.
Well, I'm just like... they can talk all about that, but I'm telling you, they're not going to be doing that.
I know, but they're talking about it, whether you think they're doing it or not.
Yeah, right? Well, it's just, you know, it's like bold talk for a one-eyed fat man from the old movie True Grit, you know.
Hold on, you're saying that Kamala Harris is a one-eyed fat man? Is that what you just said?
No, I remember the True Grit movie. Do you remember that?
No.
You know, you have John Wayne on one side, and he's just got the one eye. He's got a patch on the eye, and he's got, like, five guys on the other side of the big field, and they're getting ready to have a shootout. It's John Wayne on one side and them on the other side. And John Wayne says, well, if you guys put your guns down now, I won't have to kill you, you know, the five guys. And the one guy, their leader, says, well, that's bold talk from a one-eyed fat man, you know. Calling John Wayne.
Yeah, and so
in the end,
you're calling the Black Lives Matter folks one-eyed fat men, aren't you?
Well, I'm just saying they're just talking, you know.
Yeah, they are.
The real thing.
All right. Whenever we try to find out what's going on in the real world while people are talking all around, Kurt just dives into the movies, man.
That's right.
That's where we go.
Well, if they would have dived into that movie, Man of the Year, they would have seen this whole. Vote fraud thing, big time, right in the movies, you know, and you know, talking about the how much of the computers and all that they info.
Hey, the people
like that,
who are behind Operation Jubilee have the power, my friend.
Now, maybe you could explain Operation Jubilee one more time.
Well, do you know what Jubilee is? First of all,
well, I've heard of it. It's like a really good thing in Scripture, you know.
Yeah, do you know what it is?
To me, but well, it's where they basically you just start all over with the debt.
So it's a great reset, if you will, of everything economic. And so, in modern days,
who's in charge of it today?
The unconstitutional banking cartel, known as the Federal Reserve, in bed with the World Bank and others.
Yeah, there's always a counterfeit to every good thing, isn't there?
Yeah, to gold and silver, you mean?
Well, to every good thing.
RussCoinAndGift.com is where I'd go for constitutional currency. But anyway, all I'm telling you is they are pushing for Operation Jubilee, the great master reset. That's what the behind-the-scenes elite want. And will they get it? I don't think so, but they're sure going to wreck the country trying. God save the Republic.